The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everybody, it's Ellen Wells again, and I am here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which I hope you have been reading. But today I am here to tell you about fertilizing tomato plants. I will start off by saying I do a pretty horrible job at fertilizing anything, not just my tomatoes, just anything. Shame on me, right? I actually do feel pretty good if I just simply throw a handful of compost into a planting hole. But you know, I end up doing very little beyond that. And I've come to realize that I am just making the life of my plants pretty darn hard. I'm not giving them any food, I'm just giving them water. And what kind of life is that? Not a very good one. So no wonder my tomatoes haven't been doing very well in the past few years, along with everything else too. But this year is going to be different. I am going to begin fertilizing my plants properly, starting with my tomato plants, especially tomato plants, because tomatoes are known to be very hungry plants. They love to be fertilized. So proper fertilizing of tomato plants is really a two-step process. Well, that's what my friends say, at least. Well, they say you have to start with fertilizing at the time of planting. So throwing some compost into the planting hole just isn't enough for tomatoes. They should be fertilized from the very start. So to get a tomato plant off on the right foot, you have to feed them with a fertilizer that has a balanced formulation. And when I say formulation, I mean if you've seen on a bag of a fertilizer or a jug of liquid fertilizer, there's usually a number, three numbers, like a 4-4-4 or a 10-10-10 or something like that. This means that the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are all present in the same amounts. That's a balanced formulation. The nitrogen is important to begin with because it really does help the young plants develop lots of new leaves. And the more leaves you have, the more sun is accessed, more photosynthesis, the more growing happens. So this initial fertilizing right at the time of planting should, you know, last the plant for a while. Step two comes when the tomato's first flowers turn into tiny, tiny tomatoes. That's fruit set. That's when your tomato plant forms tiny tomatoes, that's called fruit set. And it's at this point you should begin fertilizing again. However, this time you should fertilize with a formulation, those three numbers, that has less nitrogen and more phosphorus and potassium. So in those three numbers, nitrogen is the first number, phosphorus is the second number, and potassium is the third number. So you want the first number, the nitrogen number, to be lower than the other two. So a formulation such as a 5-10-10 or a 3-4-6 indicates that there's more phosphorus, the middle number, and potassium, the third number, then nitrogen, which is the first number. And what those numbers actually mean is percentages. So in a 3-4-6 formulation, 3 is 3%, 4 is 4%, and 6 is 6%. So 3% nitrogen, 4% phosphorus, 6% potassium, that sort of thing. I think you might understand that. Fertilizers formulated specifically for tomatoes, you might have seen the bags on the shelves in the garden center, and they're usually red bags, and they say, like, Espoma has one, for instance. It's called Tomato Tone. Those formulations typically have other things included in them, such as calcium and magnesium. Calcium helps to grow fruit that has healthy tissues, and magnesium helps with fruit development. So if you've ever had a tomato with a really funky looking spot at the very end, it's kind of leathery, right at the very end of the tomato. That's called blossom end rot. And quite often, that's because the tomato is lacking calcium. Now, how often should you fertilize once your fruit sets? Well, that depends. If you are growing in the ground, then every 2 weeks should be fine. If you are growing in a container, and I know a lot of people do grow tomatoes in containers, you can fertilize a little more often, maybe once a week. And that's because the container has less soil, less potting mix that the roots can take from. So once a week should be fine. Now, here's the thing. Are you using granular fertilizer as opposed to a liquid? So it'd be like a dry kind of thing that you're sprinkling onto your tomato ground in the hole or on the ground or in the pot. If you're using granular fertilizer, you should scratch this into the planting hole and then add some more soil on top of that before placing the plant in the hole. Now, why? Because this helps prevent the fertilizer from burning the roots with direct contact. When I say burning, it's not like the roots are being set on fire. They're just getting too much fertilizer all at once. And that's when that happens, you're burning the plant. You can also scratch the fertilizer into the surface of the soil after the tomato is planted. So what you do is you would scatter it a little bit, a few inches from the plant's main stem. And that is to prevent the fertilizer from washing in towards the stem when you finally end up watering it. And you don't want that fertilizer touching the plant stem because, why? You would burn it. Not literally on fire, but you would scorch it. So it's just not good. And then once you scatter that fertilizer on and you scratch it into the soil, you can then water the plant to just let it soak in. Okay, so that is the topic of fertilizing tomato plants. I hope you have a great tomato growing season.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.